As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Wednesday, May the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, that too. And even perhaps a few solutions that we can try. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. That is bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Love to get your letters in the mail. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM, 1710. Liberty Radio, Minneapolis, and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you so very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals this morning, equities and currencies all declined following the German ban on naked short selling. We'll talk about that naked short selling. Rand Paul wins Kentucky primary. We'll talk about that briefly. Municipal finance fraud exposed. There's a long article on that we'll go into. The age of fossil fuels, noosphere, man's role in changing the face of the earth, John Locke, knowledge, ideas, discovery. Well, you get the idea. It's going to be a full broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for Wednesday, I guess you could say. May the 19th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago, found gold trading off $18 off of its kind of a recovery close yesterday. Nevertheless, trading down, where's that $1,250 gold? Down $18, trading at $1,205 an ounce. Silver, likewise, lost 40 cents in overnight trading, $18.59 so far this morning. It's at $18.59. Platinum took it upside the head with a steel rod, dropped $61 in early trading at $1,606 an ounce. Palladium, likewise, unspared, drops $29 and trades at $468 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a $20 spread, $1,201.20 for a low, $1,221.40 for a high. But given the given the level at the 1,200 mark, a $20 spread is negligible. But at $1,205 an ounce, your gold is up $288.40 an ounce year to year for a 31.44% return on your investment. You won't get that at your local bank, I can assure you. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the boys in London, fixed the price of gold for gold traders today at $1,209.50. We're $4 below that now. Yes, PDR gold shares remain unchanged overnight. They're holding 1,217.11 tons of gold for a $47.60 billion value on the street. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background fuzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on our Wednesday, May the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold off 18 bucks at $1,205 even. Silver off 40 cents at $18.59 a troy ounce. Platinum down 61 bucks at $1,606. And palladium off 29 at $468 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday slid 115 points, closed out at 10,511. The NASDAQ was off 37 likewise at 2,317. The S&P 500 lost 16, closing out at 1,121. Crude oil this morning loses another 26 cents a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. It's now trading at $69.15. How much lower will the crude oil go? And how long will it take before we see that reflected in the prices at your local town pump? The U.S. dollar index this morning, off 31 basis points, trades at 87.04. And in the Forex markets, the Canadian loonie moves down 34 basis points, trades at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso down 31 at 8 cents U.S. The euro, the big loser here today, but it moves up 1.09%. I guess that's the best way to say it. 1.09% trades at $1.23. But keep your eyes on that euro. Likewise, the British pound moves up just a fudge, about 14 basis points, 0.14%. And that's trading at $1.43 U.S. The Swiss franc, off 19 basis points, trades at 87 cents U.S. And in the bond market, the two-year bonds are yielding at 0.77%, the 10-year at 3.38%, and the 30-year yields 4.26%. We'll talk about bonds and other things in a moment. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year mortgages continue this downward trend, moving down from 4.42% a month ago to 4.24% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 5.16% to 4.94%. Lots of information in the news. Let's cover this one out of Bloomberg by Nicholas Larkin and Kim something or other. Another one of these collaborative writing projects, May 19th, Bloomberg New News. Gold tumbles to the lowest level in a week as its recent rally prompted some investors to lock in gains and free cash to cover losses in other assets. Palladium and platinum slid to 7 weeks low. That's true. And this idea, yeah, every time you get these dips, even though we're seeing like these $20 declines, if you're in the market to buy gold, you know, or silver or platinum or palladium, you can take advantage of these little dips. Every indicator that's out there, all the fundamentals, all the Fibonacci sequences, every one of the chartists and wavists are all saying the same thing. Gold is going up. The dollar is going to tank. That's very likely. So, heads up to all of you out there, and do check out Christos Trading, one of our sponsors on the network, and see if they've got just that deal for you today. The euro fell to the lowest level since 2006 after Germany's ban on making some bets against government bonds and financial institutions triggered concern that Europe's debt crisis will worsen. And we'll cover this Germany's ban on naked short selling in a moment. European equities, crude oil, other commodities also slid along with that. Gold climbed 9.8% in 4 weeks to the reaching its May 14th record of $1,249.40 an ounce. Just put that one up on your tote board. What we're basically doing here is we're setting down support levels right at and near the $1,200 mark, which is good, and we're looking at topping over, crossing over this $1,249.40 recent high and moving on towards $1,300. Many of the top analysts say that's in the near future. It could be that some people are taking profits to cover losses. Yes, they do that. There's a lot of shuffling in the marketplace, no doubt about it. Gold for immediate delivery lost as much as $2,293 or 1.9% to $1,202.22 an ounce, the lowest intraday price since May the 11th. And then it continues. And there's a lot more. Here's a little bit we want to get to. Exceptional volatility. Same article. The German ban on naked short selling and speculating on sovereign debt, which lasts until March the 31st of 2011, also applies to shares of 10 banks and insurers, including Allianz SE, Deutsche Bank AG, and others. The step was needed because of exceptional volatility, in euro area bonds, financial regulator BaFin said yesterday. But when you take a look at this and you start getting into the marketplace and banning and regulating, you know, you're going to limit activity in the market. Now, naked short selling, that's one issue. But there's two sides of every issue, every exchange. There's those that are looking for long, and there's, you know, maybe I should just say it simply and say there are both bulls and bears in just about every marketplace. There are those that think it's going up and those that think it's going down. And to have government regulators come in and put crimps in there, just really, I won't go as far as to say that it destroys the market, but it really takes the incentive out of getting involved in it. I mean, we're involved with enough of a casino and a crap game as it is, but to have government regulators inside of the markets, it might tweak things the wrong way. Let's drop this article and go over to Germany and find out what's on this. Let's see if I can find it. Here we go. We're going to have to load this one up. Don't like it. We'll come back to that. Here's it. While we're waiting for that one to load, let's go here. We talked about Goldman Sachs yesterday. We talked about the top 10 corruptocrats. Goldman Sachs coming in four positions as individuals and in the bottom position as the main problem. But here, Goldman Sachs hands clients losses in top trades. Off Bloomberg, Yexie. Oh, my goodness. What a name is this? Yexie. How would you like to go through your life signing that on your paycheck? Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. racked up trading profits for itself every day last quarter. Clients who followed the firm's investment advice fared far worse. So this is kind of like a reiteration of what was revealed during Senator Levin's committee hearings, excoriating Goldman Sachs and bringing out Blankfein, Lloyd Blankfein, onto the carpet and giving him a spanking. Didn't get much more than that. But Goldman Sachs is not out of the woods yet. Seven of the investment bank's nine recommended top trades for 2010 have been money losers for investors who adopted the New York-based firm's advice, according to data compiled by Bloomberg from a Goldman Sachs research note sent yesterday. Clients who used the tips lost 14%, buying the Polish zloty versus the Japanese yen, 9.4% buying Chinese stocks in Hong Kong, and 9.8% trading the British pound against the New Zealand dollar. Would you like to have a financial advisor that would steer you that far wrong that often? The struggles for analysts at Goldman Sachs, which is fighting a fraud lawsuit from U.S. regulators, he accused the company of misleading investors in a mortgage-linked security, show the difficulty of predicting market movements as widening budget deficits, a fragile global economic recovery, and tighter financial regulations increase volatility. Yeah, that's right. You can only imagine going inside of the casino and trying to advise people on where the roulette wheel will stop. Yeah, it helps if you got your finger on the magnet. We'll be right back.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With Point pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we can understand then, I think, the difficulty of being a broker in this time period that we live in. You know, the financial markets are in upheaval, no doubt about that. Everybody's got their fingers pointed at somebody else. No one really wants to admit that there happens to be an, you know, as they say, the proverbial elephant, the pink elephant doing pirouettes on the parlor piano. No one wants to recognize the elephant, so everybody's just kind of doing the finger pointing game. But there's a lot of fraud, and there's a lot of corruption. And there's a lot of profit-taking in this marketplace that we need to be aware of. The struggle for analysts at Goldman Sachs, which is fighting a fraud lawsuit from U.S. regulators who accuse the company of misleading investors in a mortgage-linked security, show the difficulty of predicting market movements is widening budget deficits, global fragile global economic recovery, and tighter financial regulations increase volatility. What a long sentence, but it was well worth repeating, I think. It gives you an idea of just how tough it is out there. You know, and some of these guys make their money doing this. So I don't want to be overly abusive of Goldman Sachs. I just want to be stern perhaps in the way that we approach this thing. Anyway, dropping down further, the trade advice for customers is distributed by Goldman Sachs Global Markets Economic Research Group. It tracks the performance of trades in a daily research note. You know, those are the emails that people report on all the time. The time period of the recommendations is 12 months. I mean, I tell you, I wouldn't want to be there. I wouldn't want to have crystal balls and play with Ouija boards and be in this market, trying to advise somebody of what's going to happen 12 months out. I can't even predict this stuff in a 24-hour period, so they're better off than I am, and I would really just urge everybody to hit the exit right about here. Move yourself out of this fraudulent Ponzi scheme. If you've got a lot of dollars, consider the precious metals. For goodness sake, something that you can have at least physical possession. I mean, even if it all went to zero, which it has never done in history, but even if it did, at least instead of holding a bunch of pieces of worthless paper, you could sit there and try and figure out what kind of jewelry or something else you could craft out of your gold, your silver, your platinum, your palladium, and your rhodium, and your copper, and your iron, and your brass, and your lead. If you get my drift. Well, anyway, let's go on over here because it's not limited to Goldman Sachs. Tainted credit cuts cut. No, I don't want to do that one. Let's see if this is the one. Let's see if this is the one I want to get. Yeah, this is the one I want to get. We'll come back to that one, tainted credit, in a moment. But here's an article along the same line. Not going to go into all of it. I hope that you will go up on Bloomberg, however, find this article and read it, especially if you're becoming vocal local right where you are and getting involved in energizing within your own elected political party systems. Every week, it seems, and even in the local newspapers, we find more indications of this kind of stuff sliding in the back door. As small towns and medium-sized towns look to outside sources for financing for things like roads and sewers and waters and schools, etc. Well, here's the article right off of Bloomberg. Conspiracy of banks rigging states came with crash. This by Martin Z. Braun and William Selway, writing for Bloomberg yesterday, May 18th, a telephone call between a financial advisor in Beverly Hills and a trader in New York was all it took to fleece taxpayers on a water and sewer financing deal in West Virginia. the secret conversation was part of a conspiracy stretching across the U.S. by Wall Street banks in the $2.8 trillion municipal bond market. Now, I've said before, were it possible to find the Velcro fly and give it a good zip, it would almost be preferable to just nudge New York City on out into the Atlantic. Maybe we could negotiate it down, pull the plug, and sink it right over the top of Macondo. That way we get rid of two evils simultaneously. New York City just seems to be one of those kinds of places, unfortunately. When I visited there in 1976 to enjoy the bicentennial, the tall ships sailing in and the big fireworks display off Liberty Island on a barge and so on and so forth, I was just struck by the zoo that New York City was, the city that never sleeps, the Big Apple. And in these past 30 years, it has become quite the rotten apple. Anyway, one thing is for sure in New York City, and it was made abundantly clear to me, you're not going to excel in that city unless you are something special. And these cretins are real special when it comes to finance. The call came less than 2 hours before bids were due for contracts to manage $90 million raised with the sale of West Virginia bonds. On one end of the line was Stephen Goldberg. That's a good Irish name, isn't it? A trader with Financial Security Assurance Holdings Limited. On the other was Zevi Volmark. Oh, must be an Irish conspiracy here, of advisory firm CDR Financial Products, Inc. Goldberg arranged to pay a kickback to CDR to land the deal, according to government records filed in connection with a U.S. Justice Department indictment of CDR and Walmart. Not Walmart, Walmart, V-W-W-W-O-L-M-A-R-K. West Virginia was just one stop in a nationwide conspiracy in which financial advisors to municipalities colluded with Bank of America Corp., Citigroup, Inc., J.P. Morgan, Chase & Company, Lehman Brothers Holding, Inc., Wachovia Group, that's Graham, right, and 11 other banks. We talked all about them yesterday in the 10 most corrupt corruptocrats. They rigged bids on auctions for so-called guaranteed investment contracts known as GICs. According to Justice Department list that was filed in U.S. District Court in Manhattan on March the 24th and then put under seal, those contracts hold tens of billions of taxpayer monies. All right? So people buy this stuff, they buy into this stuff, they buy this paper, thinking that they're doing something good, A, for their community, and B, for their own bottom line, and they wind up getting fleeced by this, well, I was going to say Jewish banking establishment, but I suppose there are Irish if you dig deep enough in there. It might be some Catholics as well. The whole investment process was rigged across the board, said Charlie Anderson, who retired in 2007 as head of field operations for the Internal Revenue Service's tax-exempt bond division. It was so commonplace that people talked about it on the phones of their employers and ignored the fact that they were being recorded. Anderson said he referred scores of cases to the Justice Department when he was with the IRS. He estimates that bid rigging cost taxpayers billions of dollars. Anderson said prosecutors are lining up conspirators to plead guilty and name names. This will go on for a long time, and a lot of people will be indicted, he said in a telephone interview. Now go through and read the rest of this article, because when you do, you might have some ammunition that you could use locally to argue the case against just saying no to taking these unearned grants and aid and indebting the people of your community, small or large, near or far, with these tainted and toxic bonds that seem to only enrich the Wall Street bankster gangsters and impoverish you, the people. Here's a little bit more. Jump across the pond, the big pond, on the other side of the Atlantic. Go into the European Union here. And we're going to find out about these tainted credits cutting UN carbon prices, energy markets. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And as we've mentioned many times before, while we're doing the market report, one of these days we're going to have to include carbon credits, Dorothy, into our discussion on a daily basis. It'll become part of the daily market report, most likely, unless things change. But this article by Matthew Karoff, again, Bloomberg, new news, May 19th, tainted credits cut UN carbon price, energy markets, update one. Again, emission traders' most profitable credits linked to greenhouse gases considered more harmful than carbon dioxide are dragging the United Nations carbon market to its biggest discount in a year. Now you see that. It's the United Nations carbon market, the UN, financing itself through this fraudulent and bogus carbon credit trading system. The UN faces a devaluation of the tradable credits. Cut off these credits, cut off the financing for the United Nations, or at least part of it. Let's go a little further. The UN faces a devaluation of the tradable credits it gives investors that pay for projects to reduce, now of all things, hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, because the European Union may favor alternatives such as wind farms to combat global warming. You know, it's like Don Quixote here, tilting at windmills. Well, that's been a European thing for a while. UN offsets for 2012 traded at 4.02 euros a metric ton, less than a comparable EU permits, almost twice the spread at the end of last year. Almost an unintelligible sentence. Hard to say what they're really trading. It's so hard to define it when you're trying to establish and put a value on the king's clothing, when after all we know that he's running naked and selling short. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. Can't get to an article without coming up with these guys. And Royal Dutch Shell PLC are among investors that may get lower returns amid a clampdown on HFCs. That's the hydrofluorocarbons, which are known as supergases because they can trap 11,700 times more heat per molecule than CO2. Bloomberg New Energy Finance said the UN market may fall into two tiers by 2013, with low-quality offsets dropping to about 7 euros versus 11 euros for those not affected by any EU discount. That is assuming that the EU and its euro are still with us in 2013. Quote, the market believes that these offsets are environmentally tainted, close quote, because it is marking down HFC projects, said Alex DeBarge, an energy analyst with Data Monitor in London, which provides analysis of energy markets. Of course, if you've been listening to Become Vocal Local this past year, every time we bring up this subject, we always talk about the United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, where after considerable study, I reduce all of the concept of sustainable development down to one word, and that word is demand. You have got to build demand and sustain demand in order to sustain the environmental and developmental concerns, and the concerns of corporations. These are these legal fictions out there that seem to live on longer than God. Once they become enshrined in law, they're almost impossible to get rid of. But nevertheless, this whole idea of going inside of these legal fictions and sustaining environmental and developmental concerns is what's driving this whole agenda. It has precious little to do with the environment. But they can't seem to make up their mind. One day they're decrying these hydrofluorocarbons, the HFCs, and if you might remember, they were all against the chlorofluorocarbons just back in the 70s. The HFCs emitted in the production of chemicals for air conditioning and refrigeration. You see, that's why they need the smart grid. They've got to be able to switch off your refrigerator, let everything go bad so that you have to throw it out, support the garbage industry and all the mafia behind that. And then go out and support the corrupt food chain and buy new food to put into your freezer and your refrigerator. In addition to that, using the smart grid, shutting off your air conditioner on a hot day or your water heater and your heating system on a cold day in the middle of the winter. Well, that's what it's all about. HFCs, again, emitted in the production of chemicals for air conditioning and refrigeration. They're going to have bigger windows on automobiles and no air conditioning units soon, gained favor in the 70s as an alternative to chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, which scientists linked to the depletion of the ozone layer, which, as you know, turned out to be an absolute fraud. Another absolute fraud, all right? It's all these invisible gases, folks. It's like the king's clothes. Anyway, while HFCs don't interfere with the Earth's shield against damaging sun rays, they trap heat and contribute to global warming. And we're still trying to determine whether or not man-made global warming is fact or fiction. And then on this broadcast, I think I've made a fairly convincing argument that it's a bunch of hogwash. It's claptrap. About half of the 408.8 million credits issued since October of 2005 by the UN's Clean Development Mechanism. I'll bet you didn't even know that mechanism existed. The Clean Development Mechanism. I'd never seen that until this morning. The second largest emissions market system stems from plans to cut HFCs. So they went on to get rid of the CFCs, and so everybody had to get rid of those very efficient, highly efficient, nice, cool, and comfortable air conditioners of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, and we had to go to these heat-generating, energy-consuming HFC Hummers that don't really seem to do the job. But now I guess we're going to have to go back to something else. I think it would be time to bring in a lot of illegal aliens and put up ceiling fans, and have them pull the cords to run the fans. That's what we did in Egypt, right? The projects are profitable because investors can get credits valued at hundreds of millions of euros after spending about $12 million to construct and $2 million a year to operate facilities that burn away HFCs before they escape into the atmosphere, according to the World Bank estimates. Underline this. The projects are profitable because investors can get credits valued at hundreds of millions of euros after spending about $12 million to construct and $2 million a year to operate facilities that burn away the king's clothing. Sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it? Well, it's a very long article. Let's jump over briefly and close out where we left off yesterday from the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, Princeton, New Jersey, 1955. This last little dab from this article on the age of fossil fuels, where it goes this way. Petroleum, natural gas, coal, oil shale, and tar sands are believed to be continually forming in the earth. Did you hear that? I'll say it again. This is a very, very, very scientific, well-vetted, you know, document here. It's got 1.5 pages of references and credits. Petroleum, natural gas, coal, oil shale, and tar sands are believed to be continually forming in the earth. But they are of no use to us as fuels until they accumulate in massive deposits from which they may be produced. And so, yes, you can insert a tube or a steam shovel and hog out these products, exploit these natural resources. Some of them are natural sources, some are natural resources. You can do that. And the earth will most likely replenish that stock. So the argument is not so much no use, but wise use, which I've advocated for 20 plus years. I've never been one of the no use guys, but I'm definitely looking and leaning towards wise use. Let's finish out this article. This is, when they are gone, we shall have to wait for hundreds of millions of years. Now, of course, we heard earlier in the article that we're talking about thousands of years left at current consumption levels. But, and it may very well be true, in fact, it may even be far beyond millions of years before you would ever have great seams of coal anyplace, if they are indeed, in fact, laid down by deposition at the end of some kind of an ice age. Coal is an unusual thing. You can go into a seam of coal and you can find whole trees standing straight up in this, completely defying the geologic column for incremental millions and millions of years lay down. Some of this stuff happened immediately. Maybe that was the last time Nibiru flew by. I don't know. We'll be right back.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So reiterating this sentence out of these closing paragraphs of this lengthy article that we've been sharing in From Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, The Age of Fossil Fuels, this symposium of brainiacs back in 1955, looking into the future as they were and basically laying down the foundational science for what became the United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development Movement. And the author concludes here, this is Mr. Ayers, A-Y-R-E-S, I believe, when they are gone, in reference to petroleum, natural gas, coal, oil, shale, and tar sands, which are believed to be continually forming in the earth, but when they are gone, we shall have to wait for hundreds of millions of years. Of course, none of us will be waiting that long. Our tickets will be pulled far before then. But anyway, we shall have to wait for hundreds of millions of years, as if man in a hundred of millions of years wouldn't come up with replacement sets almost immediately. Man very rarely will sit outside on a cold evening in the rain without coming up with a plan B. Anyway, and for unpredictable geologic shifts in the Earth's crust before the present fossil fuel age could be repeated. Well, why would we want to repeat something we've already done? Huh? In a practical sense, fossil fuels after this century, that would be the 20th century, we've already passed that threshold. Fossil fuels after this century will cease to exist except as raw materials for chemical synthesis. And there's sound reason in there. But it also gives you an idea of the timetable that we're dealing with. The push has been coming on more and more and more. Vision 2020, you know, Agenda 21, the 21st century, Jorge Bush in the year 2000 and all of this. Everybody's been looking to this century shift to bring the fossil fuels use as power to an end and reserve all of the rest of the several thousands of years of supply of the fossil fuels, saving all of that as raw materials for chemical synthesis. Continuing here, if one might hazard a guess, the next age might well be one in which power is obtained from chemical and nuclear reactions. Now, you know what they're talking about with this biomass and things like that. We talked about yesterday the idea of these little refrigerator-sized nuclear power, electrical generate power, nuclear-powered electrical generation plants that could, with a facility is no bigger than a modern refrigerator, could power up to 20,000 homes, providing them with electricity on the grid or off. Whether you're dealing with an Alaskan village, an Arctic village, or whether you're dealing with something down in Rhodesia, it could be done. Without the intermediate generation of heat and attendant losses. So they're concerned about this generation of heat because it is, when you're generating heat, you're really wasting the energy that could be directed in other channels. It's like you put your hand over the exhaust pipe of your automobile, or you put your lift the hood and put your hand near the engine block of your automobile. All that extra heat is wasting, if you will, some of the power that could have been, it's power that was wasted by the generation of heat and the burning of internal combustion of fuel. Anyway, long story short, this would be in contrast with the present age in which nearly all power is obtained from heat. And then again, go back and look at Nikola Tesla. You know, he was looking forward in this new age, and he wasn't obtaining power from heat. He was basically just tapping into the Creator's natural power bank and saying, here, direct this energy here, please. But this will require inventions of high order, and few are even thinking about the problem now, especially the Rockefellers and Royal Dutch Shell and BP and the others. Only now that we can see what has been called the quote-unquote climatic approach to exhaustion are we fully conscious of the importance of the fossil fuel age. We cannot name the next age before it has even begun. Technology has not failed us in the past, and I am confident that it will not fail us in the future. But what its solution will be to the world's energy problem lies in Thomas Carlyle's quote-unquote continents of darkness. Now, one would have to study Carlyle to understand that phrase. But we study all kinds of things here. And, of course, as William Cooper used to say, you know, read, listen to anybody, read anything, and believe nothing until you can prove it in your own research. So if we go to 1955 and pick up with information there, encouraging us to think of energy production without heat production concurrently, if we reflect on what the United Nations is trying to do with this carbon market here, whether they do anything with it or not. And then we go back and reconnect with John Locke. We read about his second treatise on the true end, or the original and true end of civil government, which basically became our Declaration of Independence almost verbatim. And we also picked up with this idea that of this another treatise that he wrote on knowledge and reality. Let me see if I can get the first page again. I've already done with it. An essay concerning human understanding. This was written and published in London in 1690. He concludes, at least I believe he concludes, this is out of a college textbook, the Melvin Rader, The Enduring Questions, The Main Problems of Philosophy, second edition, and this particular treatise has been abridged for use in the schools. But it concludes this way on the extent of human knowledge. And we're going to continue this in the second hour. So do stick around for that. But of the extent of human knowledge, knowledge, as has been said, lying in the perception of the agreement or disagreement of any of our ideas, it follows from hence that one, no farther than we have ideas. First, we can have knowledge no farther than we have ideas. I'll break at that point perhaps for a moment, and let's reflect on that. We can have knowledge no farther than we have ideas. You see, there's a great there's a great benefit for the quote-unquote elite to so thoroughly dumb down certain populations that they are incapable of knowledge. As John Locke wrote so long ago, we can have knowledge no farther than we have ideas. If we're not seeking solutions, if we're not seeking local solutions to global problems on an ongoing basis, if we, the people, are not thinking and using all of our capacity, which we're going to talk about a little bit further here, then we just wind up short on the short end of the stick. Our knowledge can proceed no further than we have ideas. We're no longer idea people. We haven't been taught to think. We haven't schooled ourselves in our homeschool classroom here, our internet homeschool classroom. We haven't schooled ourselves and taught ourselves to think. We have just allowed others to tell us what to think. And we accept at face value, even though we tear the hell out of them here on this broadcast, these public notice articles that come off of the great regurgitarium in the sky, the internet. We take these articles at face value without inquiring into them to our own hurt. I bring them out so that we're paying attention to some of the claptrap that's being advanced. But also, because I did listen to Bill Cooper, and I do agree with him, that we should listen to everybody, read anything, and then set about to prove in our own research the things that we've heard, the things that we've read, the things that we've seen around us, and come up with ideas and conclusions on our own, constantly strengthening that muscle that lies between our ears. So again, we can have knowledge no farther than we have ideas. And this is 1690 in John Locke. Two, no farther than we perceive their agreement or disagreement. Second, that we can have no knowledge farther than we can have perceptions of that agreement or disagreement, which perception being either by intuition or the immediate comparing of any two ideas, or two, by reason, examining the agreement or the disagreement of two ideas by the intervention of some others, or three, by sensations, in other words, perceiving the existence of particular things. And then he's going to go into that in greater detail, and we'll cover it after the top of the hour break. But he's giving us some basic understanding of how we think. I think it's timely. It's about time we started thinking. We'll be right back, right after these words from our sponsors.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, May the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we got into a basket full of news, economic news, all the woes and the blows that go along with it. Got into this article in regards to this carbon credit trading system in Europe. All right. And as we start to go into this, and this particular article found up on the Bloomberg website reveals that in the 70s, the HFCs, that's not a household finance company, the HFCs, the hydrofluorocarbons were bad. And so chlorofluorocarbons, the CFCs, were deemed good. And we're talking about a little bit, we just started in a little bit on John Locke, Knowledge and Reality here, of the extent of human knowledge, where he summarizes a lengthy treatise, which I've read, very well done. He doesn't ask you to, you know, accept the sun, the stars, the moons, and all the moonbeams things. He just lays his argument out very carefully and reasons it well. But anyway, asking us basically, how do we come by knowledge? How does knowledge come into our understanding? What understanding? How can we even grasp knowledge? You know, some say, well, knowledge is power. Yeah. Others say that power tends to corrupt. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. So if knowledge is power and power tends to corrupt, then the question must be, does absolute knowledge corrupt? Absolutely. Absolute knowledge? Is it even possible to have absolute knowledge? Can we know anything inside out and up and down? Well, we certainly can't if we don't know how to think. And so we might take a look and see. Isn't that the way this fossil fuels age, the age of fossil fuels, this article, this at the symposium back in 1955, encourages to look ahead and to think? We got to the point where in the 20th century we have used fossil fuels extensively to generate power. But he's looking forward at his time, a forward-thinking fellow. He's looking forward at a time where the fossil fuels would be used for chemical synthesis and not the generation of power. Wise use as opposed to no use. And again, from John Locke, knowledge, as has been said, lies in the perception, key phrase, underline it, highlight it, perception of the agreement or disagreement of any of our ideas. If we have ideas, someone says, oh, well, hydrofluorocarbons, bad, but chlorofluorocarbons, good. So you have a disagreement of ideas. On the one hand, you have those that are championing the HFCs. On the other hand, you have those that are championing the CFCs. How do we come to understand which is which and where we should align our own thinking? It's this perception that becomes so important. You know, one of the things that happened so long ago was that we stopped listening to our inner self. We stopped listening. We quit developing this power of discernment. And we started just taking things for granted on face value. The five-sense reality of the positivist worldview. So again, he says, no further than we have ideas. First, we can have knowledge no further than we have ideas. Some people would say this is putting ourselves in boxes. We allow ourselves to be put into boxes and we cease having ideas. We just accept what Big Brother tells us to think, that we think, and that we do. Everybody's looking for more peas, more carrots, and more brownies, please. We'll be right back. Much more to come. Stay with us.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Wednesday, May the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Joined as we are in the second hour by AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. And for the benefit of all those AM and FM micros that are joining us at this hour, I'll repeat once again, our call-in numbers are 512-904-8014. If you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area, or you have unlimited long-distance telephone service, or you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Talking about a variety of things today, certainly access the archives, which you can find at oraclebroadcasting.com. Click on the show archives link on the home page. The archives page opens up. You can see on the third down from the top, Become Vocal Local. Click on that, and it'll open up an entire year of this kind of broadcasting for your use and edification. In the first hour, starting into a discussion on global things that led us into a discussion on fluorocarbons, carbon credits, carbon trading, and all of that, but also this idea of the termination, the end of the age of fossil fuels, perhaps, and going even back much further than that to 1690 with the writings of John Locke, when we start to evaluate or analyze what is the extent of human knowledge. And certainly, have we progressed from his time period? Now, as a word of caution, and I do say that this is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains our best hope. But whenever we get involved with philosophers and sociologists and psychologists and things like that, it pays to run your antennas all the way up. Withhold A, judgment, but B, support for these various ideas until you can prove them in your own research. Too often people grab onto some little fragment, some little tidbit, like the Hegelian dialectic, for instance. Without studying all of the writings of William Friedrich Hegel, how will you really understand the dialectic? He is much more than just thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. Before you jump on to the nihilist views of Nietzsche or Freud or anyone else, go in, study them out. Not only is the writing important, but also the translations, especially when you're dealing with, you know, foreign tongues. Translating from French into English or from German into English is a dicey business. Anything that comes out of Latin into English is a dicey business. You, as a monolinguist, as someone reading in English, are at a disadvantage continuously, depending upon the credibility and the integrity and the knowledge and proficiency of the translator. And so sometimes, again, before you jump on board with one thing, before you lock onto one concept, guard against locking out other concepts. So I advance this as John Locke's thoughts in regards to the extent of human knowledge, not the end-all, be-all, and the last word said. Certainly not the first man sought. But our founders were profoundly influenced by John Locke, and that it could be evidenced just by examining his true end and his original and true end, his treatise, his second treatise on civil government, and then just simply look at the Declaration of Independence. So continuing here again, he says, knowledge lies in the perception of the agreement or the disagreement of any of our ideas. You know, you lay awake at night or you sit there at your drawing table and you just scratch your head and you think over this, then over this, then over this, then over that. And knowledge falls into this idea of this, the disagreement and the agreement of our ideas when things start to harmonize, things start to come together. And he also says that we can have knowledge no farther than we have ideas. If you're constantly drawing a blank slate, you're not moving forward. Your knowledge is not advancing. If you just accept everything you hear on face value without digging in and studying it up for yourself, your own knowledge, really, you just become like an info sponge, a regurgitorium in your own route, just repeating the things that others have told you. No more certain in your belief system than you would be had you never heard it. And that's important, because at the very moment that you need this information, it needs to leap forward out of your heart, out of your mind, and out of your lips instantly with conviction and delivery and credits and authorities following. If you're becoming vocal local and you're a city council meeting in Columbia, Missouri, for instance, and you are arguing against the abusive use of lethal force against a family in the middle of the night and the slaughtering of their family pets and the terrorizing of the wife and the daughter for an ounce and a quarter of pot, you're going to need to have some ammunition between your ears and a tongue that knows how to speak at the right time, with force and conviction, in order to make your point, the art of debating, you know, etc. So we internalize this information, and you're not going to use it until you believe it. You're not going to believe it until you study it out, in my opinion. Second, he says that we can have no knowledge farther than we have perceptions of that agreement or disagreement, which perception, and perception plays such a huge part in this. He's stating it very simply at the end of a long treatise. But he divides this up in three measures. One, either by intuition, and he had to bring intuition into this debate at near the end of it, because without intuition, certain things just don't flow. You just can't step out of the spiritual nature of man. You cannot deny that we have certain intuitions, that we have aha-type experiences. We just simply do. It was standard. It's a standard feature on our model, if you will. But, one, either by intuition or the immediate comparing of any two ideas, you're faced with a choice. You have to make a decision quickly, perhaps. And it relies upon your perception and your intuition to be able to compare idea one or idea two and make the right choice. Two, by reason. Examining the agreement or the disagreement of two ideas by the intervention of some others. In other words, you've got man-made global warming in one pan and the man-made global warming as a hoax in the other pan. And in order to come to a firm conviction here, in order to come to real knowledge, you'll need the intervention of others. In other words, you bring in your empirical studies, your science, your reasoning, the blogosphere, all of the articles, your Google, your Scroogle, your Dogpile, your Webferret, the authors, the encyclopedias, and the dictionaries. Then with all of that together in front of you, the intervention of all of these others, then perhaps you can come to knowledge. Then perhaps you can say definitively this way or that way. Three, by sensation, perceiving the existence of particular things. Now, he was called the father of sensationalism, but it really doesn't do him service. He's not locked like August Comte and the positivists in the five-sense reality where everything is relative and that is the only absolute. No, not at all. The senses played a role in this philosophy of his, but it wasn't the end-all, be-all. It was his point of beginning, but it wasn't the end. By sensation, perceiving the existence of a particular thing. So we come to understand what is man-made global warming also by what we can sense.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so even though John Locke published this treatise some 320 years ago, we needn't, put him into some three-cornered hat, tri-corner, box. Because what he's talking about are things that may be truths in their own right and independent of the time period that they're evaluated within. So even though he could have perhaps, he never could have, but let's say you could use much more complicated examples than he did. He used the examples that were at hand, and he talked about wax and the properties of wax as opposed to, in the process of burning and things like that. Why? Well, likely he was sitting there using a quill pen out of an inkwell, writing with the aid of a candle burning in his room. So he talks about things like things we can learn from studying triangles and other geometric shapes. These are just things that a guy can doodle in those time periods. So let's not discount that, but proceed. He says, then here are three, and I'll give them again. Knowledge, number one, is this perception of the agreement or disagreement of any of our ideas. Second, that knowledge can go no further than we have ideas. And third, intuitive knowledge extends itself not to all the relations of all our ideas. So intuition, although it is very powerful and helpful, and he's going to lay out six different basic statements here. But here on the third, intuitive knowledge extends itself not to all the relations of our ideas, and so although intuition is very helpful, it's not the end-all be-all either. Well, I thought that, and that's the truth, because I thought it. Because I said so, that's the way it is. Well, no. Thirdly, he says that we cannot have an intuitive knowledge that shall extend itself to all our ideas and all that we would know about them, because we cannot examine and perceive all the relations they have one to another simply by just a juxtaposition or an immediate comparison one with another. So even though you lay out one idea here in this pan and one idea in that pan and you're in a balance scale, it's not possible through intuition, and sometimes it's not even physically possible to balance all the possible juxtapositions. Of course, he had a Craig computer or something like that. You could punch it in and then go away and let it whir and buzz and hum and come back and a computer would assert or its hypothesis or its answer. But once again, then you'd have to use the intuition to find out whether it was even close. One of the great grievances that I had in engineering towards the end of my time in engineering is that the people that were coming out of the colleges with advanced degrees in engineering were incapable of a simple step, which I grew up understanding as just simply interpretation or inspection, simple inspection. Catches you in the butt sometimes. It happened to me just the other day. Mike Chambers was reporting on this Macondo oil spill, and I was giving him some information on the side through Skype. And I did this calculation up, and at in the very end, the very last step of my little calculation, when after I'd gone through trying to figure out the number of gallons, you know, per day that could be lost and the expenses and the profits and the losses to BP, I mistakenly calculated, I multiplied $75 for the price of a barrel times the number of gallons rather than on barrels, and it gave a wrong number. I hit the return, and I looked up, and I saw immediately that that was incorrect. But inspection is a really important part when you're involved with making decisions, because you need to come into the world, basically, with enough common sense to realize when a number is way off or when an idea is patently false, you know. So anyway, again, we cannot have an intuitive knowledge of that shall extend itself to all of our ideas. Continuing, he says, thus, having the ideas of an obtuse and an acute angled triangle, both drawn from equal bases and between parallels, I can by intuitive knowledge perceive the one not to be the other, but cannot that way know whether they be equal or not. All right, just a simple drawing two triangles, having an equal base but different and equal parallels, but not being able to be sure whether the two are the same. You have to add up the interior angles of a triangle to find out whether they're the same or not. They have to come out to 180 degrees. A plus B plus C will always equal 180 degrees, the interior angles of a triangle. That we know. Dropping down a little bit further here, the difference of figures make their parts incapable of an exact immediate application. Therefore, there is need of some intervening qualities to measure them, by which is demonstration or rational knowledge. And so then it becomes, we start to move forward into the empirical things. When you're trying to prove something out, sometimes you just need to sit down and do some experiments. Test the idea. What you're coming up with is right. Test it. Put it to work before you advance it. Nor demonstrative knowledge. Fourthly, it follows also from what is above observed that our rational knowledge cannot reach to the whole extent of our idea, because between two different ideas we would examine, we cannot always find such mediums as we can connect one to another with an intuitive knowledge in all parts of the deduction. And wherever that fails, we come short of knowledge and demonstration. Just summarizing, putting it in real short terms, not everything that we try and not every idea that we advance still leads us to knowledge. We can still have gaps. We could have missing links. We'd have to insert variables for all this, that, things like that. Right? We cannot always find such mediums as we can connect one to another with an intuitive knowledge in all parts of the deduction. Fifth, sensitive knowledge, narrower than either. Fifthly, sensitive knowledge, this is our senses again, the five senses, this is our toolbox, standard issue, for most. Not all have all five senses. And that's a very, you know, important criteria. Some people lack sight. Some people cannot hear, etc. Those are great challenges. It's amazing, it's always been amazing to me how those that are facing that have overcome those limitations and oftentimes see things that those with sight cannot perceive and hear things that those with hearing cannot hear. Continuing, sensitive knowledge then, narrower than either. Fifthly, sensitive knowledge, reaching no farther than the existence of things actually present to our senses, is yet much narrower than either of the former, the sensory knowledge. We rely overly much on our senses. We don't use enough of our mind. We don't use our intuition. We don't sit down and seek after empirical or deductive reasoning. And sixth, our knowledge, therefore, is narrower than our ideas, from all which it is evident that the extent of our knowledge comes not only short of the reality of things, but even of the extent of our own ideas. Though our knowledge be limited to our ideas and cannot exceed them, either in extent or perfection, and though these be very narrow bounds in respect of the extent of all being, and far short of what we may justly imagine to be in some even created understandings, not tied down to the dull and narrow information that is to be received from some few and not very acute ways of perception, such as our senses, yet it would be well with us if our knowledge were but as large as our ideas, and there were not many doubts and inquiries concerning the ideas we have, whereof we are not, nor I believe ever shall be in this world, resolved. There will be some things that we do not know. It's only the ignorance and the arrogance of man that presupposes that he can understand the creation and the Creator. This concept of out of nothing, something. And then advance and perceive oneself as a little G-God, a little G-God-man among men. Well, we'll pick it up there on the other side of this.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I hope by listening to the previous little bit there that you get an idea or grasp or wrap your mind around this concept that over the time, the passing of the ages, as more and more distractions and diversions have been introduced into our lives, we've lost so much of our ability to communicate and to really think. You don't have to think when you have a television set or a radio. You don't have to think very much when everything is laid out right in front of you. You don't have to think too very terribly much at a basketball game or a volleyball game or a golf game. We let our noodles atrophy. We stop thinking. So those sentences may have been difficult to follow, but here, let's close out this from John Locke, writing again in 1690. He concludes this essay this way: I do not question but that human knowledge under the present circumstances of our beings and constitutions may be carried much further than it hitherto has been, if men would sincerely and with freedom of mind employ all that industry and labor of thought in improving the means of discovering truth, which they do for the coloring or support of falsehoods, to maintain a system, interest, or party they are once engaged in. If we would just dedicate in our quest for knowledge the same amount of energy that we invest in parties and systems and economy and all of the various and multitude distractions, if we would just invest that interest there, perhaps we could come up with the answers that are missing to the question, what are we going to do in the 21st century? How are we going to move forward? How are we going to be able to deal with all of the changes that we're being asked to accept? And changes are coming. And I don't look forward to them any more than many of you do. How are we going to deal with this? Well, this again, going back to the man's role in changing the face of the earth, this particular article, this treatise written by titled The Antiquity and World Expansion of Human Culture by Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. And he writes this, and I'm just going to pick it up in the middle, kind of about where we left off. Since its earliest beginnings, life has never stopped inventing and perfecting new organic contraptions. You see, we've jumped ahead fully 250 years, 300 years, and we're still asking the same kinds of questions. Since its earliest beginnings, life has never stopped inventing and perfecting new organic contraptions along the most amazing variety of lines. But for a very long time, this continuous advance seems to have been achieved much more through a patient expectation and utilization than by a positive pursuit and control of chances. Before man, the evolution of animal life was unquestionably directional and preferential, but in its mechanisms, it did not show any real purpose. Since the appearance of man, however, the living individual, being, becomes able to plan. And this power of planning, when focused on research and when brought socially to the dimensions of concerted effort for discovery, opens a new era in the development of terrestrial life. And so now I'm going to jump forward again, trying to get to the end of this lengthy treatise, and just pick up in the midstream here. To decide whether the word biological can or cannot be applied correctly to the workings and to the products of human culture, and yet, in our opinion, a decisive and final positive answer to the problem is already forced upon our minds by three following joint considerations. So often we find that when you're dealing with this kind of writing, that they advance these point by point by point, one, two, three, this is it, this is it, this is it. So let's just listen to what he has to say, and then we can dial it in, use our perception, our intuition, etc. Here's what he has to say. One, whatever may be the ultimate physical nature of psychological awareness, increasing consciousness, traceable by increasing cerebration, is overwhelmingly proved by general paleontology and comparative zoology to be a safe and absolute parameter of biological evolution. Now, you can agree with that or you can disagree with that. I do not agree with biological evolution, and I've made my feeling on that absolutely clear, I think, to use Barry the Usurper's terminology. Two, aside from any undue anthropocentrism, but from the inescapable evidence derived from the revolutionary effects of hominization, reflexive awareness must be held not as a mere variety, but as a superstage of consciousness. Again, we turn to Mr. Chardin's writing here following the interview on The Vantage Point with Michael Vail and Barbara Marx Hubbard. They're talking about this evolutionary revolution or revolutionary evolution, which might be prompted by the Internet in this decade. Here he's talking about, but as a super stage of consciousness. 3. Judging from the very mechanism of its operation, which is ultimately reducible to a process of co-cerebration. This is co-cerebration, much the same way as the co-creationists speak today in the New Age. And of course, this gentleman is part of that movement. Judging from the very mechanism of its operation, which is ultimately reducible to a process of co-cerebration and co-reflection, both hyphenated, culturation cannot be regarded as anything less than a direct prolongation of hominization. Obviously, if they are linked with one another in their natural order, these three successive steps, scientifically detected in the terrestrial development of life, 1, direct or simple consciousness, 2, reflection, consciousness raised to its second power for man to know that he knows, and 3, culture or co-reflection, have one and only one possible meaning. They show in an unmistakable way by their mere natural sequence that man, through culturation, is not drifting away along some side path and towards some blind corner of the universe, but that he is still moving directly along the major axis of cosmic development. How cosmic, you know, the cosmic consciousness. From all that, we know most certainly from the entire history of the past, culturation, because it biologically expresses a collective advance in reflection. There's use of the word collective. Decidedly is not an inferior or reduced form of evolution, but rather represents a supertype. Again, this is this idea of an evolutionary revolution or a revolutionary evolution, an evolution that represents a supertype. This evidence, far from being merely of speculative interest, turns out to be of the utmost importance, both for our power of vision and for our power of action. Okay. So, just jumping forward a little bit more, talking about this transhuman universe that we live in. And here it is. And again, just kind of picking up in the middle of something much longer. And this specific event should possibly coincide with some escape of the fully co-reflected parts of the Weltstoff outside and beyond the apparent boundaries of time and space. We're transcending time and space here now. Strangely enough, such a wild hypothesis of a transhuman universe conforms perfectly to the general pattern of a physical world in which absolutely nothing can grow indefinitely without meeting ultimately some critical level of emergence and transformation. From the inflexible point of view of energetics, the process fulfills, we believe, a condition, sine qua non, for the steady continuation of human effort during the next million years toward an ever greater culture and acculturation. So they're looking at, always, you know, the evolutionists always have to throw in the million years thing, but they're looking at this new and continuing, well, a super type of evolution, but it is one that is going to, because of all the things they've seen in the past through their own research, it's going to continue forever, for millions and millions of years. Is that we continually expand. Well, we were given certain tools at birth, by design, I believe, and that as we learn to use our tools and invent new tools, always being the toolmaker, that we just continue to expand our horizons. And as Barbara Marx Hubbard said, there will be several different types. There are going to be those that want to be star children. They want to be star seed. They will accept perhaps body implants of electronic devices and things and life extension technologies, or maybe just transfer their brain into a box and be put in a capsule and shipped into space. Then there will be others, and still others, that refuse to do the same. Anyway, we'll pick that up right after these words. Do stay tuned.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And as we slide into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, we're closing out this particular writing as well, The Antiquity and World Expansion of Human Culture by Desharen, again out of this Princeton Symposium back in 1955 on man's role in changing the face of the earth. But he writes this, he says, so far man is accepted blindly, just as the industrial workers of a century ago, the pushing ahead of the terrestrial development of life, without asking himself whether it was a paying game to play at being Atlas. But this phase of instinctive cooperation is decidedly over, written again in 1955. The time can be foreseen when the human drive for climbing always higher toward consciousness through complexity will die out, unless it is stimulated by growing scientific evidence that through ever-intensified harmonization, we are really moving somewhere and forever. Right? This is very important, a very important statement. Unless you have some set goals that lie just beyond your reach, unless you're constantly setting greater and greater goals, more and more goals into the future, things that you hope to accomplish. If you decide this morning, today, that your life is over, and I've heard people call in on the broadcasts on this and other networks, you know, should we really do anything? Should I buy a house? Should I have a car? Should I get a job? I can't trust anything. I'm confused. Does my education have any value? What should I do? You know, shall I just go out in the woods someplace and dig a hole and climb into it? You know, unless you're always setting goals. You know, life is the idea of life, success in life is, it's not a destination. It's the journey. It's the journey that keeps you going on and on. It's a predetermined realization of personal worthwhile goals. I learned that from Paul Meyer years ago. And life is much like that. Much like that. But if we don't have some idea that we are really moving somewhere and forever, continuously, we just stop. We just let everything come to an end. And that's not going to be at all good for you, and it's not going to be at all good for me and the rest of the people on the planet. That some definite Everest, Mount Everest here, being implied, should really be there ahead of us, behind the clouds, an Everest from which there is no return to the plains. That through a stubborn confluence of our minds and hearts, we should eventually succeed in breaking the barrier of darkness and mutual exteriority, which still separates life as we know it from some higher and more stable form of knowledge and unanimity, and to become actually and acutely conscious of the imperative craving of our deepest ego for some definitely irreversible type of achievement, might well be, we venture to say, the next step which man will have to take very soon in the process of his co-reflexive self-evolution. It's a revolutionary evolution. These transhumanists and others are advancing. It's this idea of quest. It's this idea of lifelong learning and so much more. And in this symposium, other papers which we can read, speak intelligently and presciently to that time that we're now in, where we can produce all we need to produce. Production's not the issue. Distribution is no longer the issue. We could get food to every mouth on the planet. We could produce all of the food that we need for everyone. That's not the problem. The problem is that as technological advances have been made, more and more and more people are idled in the process. And without some form of recreation, all of those balls that we've talked about, this love affair with our balls, which was used to replace productive labor, all of the distractions, without all of the breads and the circuses, because the individual is not led into all their education, you know, as Thomas Jefferson said, just paraphrasing, you don't take the liberty away from the people, you educate their ignorance. But because, and through self-education, lifelong learning, and these little classes that we have here on the internet each morning, our internet homeschool classroom, by enriching our minds and continuing to expand the boundaries of our knowledge, it gives us something to do, number one, in a world where we can't even find a job. And so I would encourage everyone to think, and think hard and long, about the solutions that perhaps even those as the globalists, the Zbigniew Brzezinskis, who feel that their system is crumbling, we heard that on Doug Owens' report last night, but as their system starts to crumble around them, people are not happy with making this evolutionary revolution or revolutionary evolution, hence the need for massive population reductions. It'll be one of the three groups, darling. You're either going to become a transhumanist and become a star child, or you're going to be used as a crank turner, or you will be exterminated. That's their goal, not mine. But unless we come up with some certain solutions as to what are we going to do with our minds, what are we going to do with our lives when there is no work to be done? Are we going to revert back to the time of Egypt? Are we going back to a global serfdom? Are we going to take away all of the power tools out of the shops? Are we going to take away all of the labor-saving devices from our kitchens? Are we going to go back to hand-crank daisy churns and hand-crank ice cream makers and spinning looms and all of that and start carding wool in our spare time? Or what? What are we going to do with all of this time on your hands? As one generation now, coming out of school, finds that there is no work to do. There's no need to build more houses. We have a glut of houses. They're bulldozing down. They're rewilding Chicago. Or was it Detroit? Or will it be Seattle next? Or L.A.? In order to sustain development, the environmental and developmental concerns, we need to restrict, restrict, restrict. We need to tear down what we've already built, even the infrastructure, if need be, so that we can rebuild it again. Why? Just to keep it going forward, Dorothy, because there's too many people standing around. And when people are standing around in the town square, then it becomes like Thailand, Bangkok. One revolution after another. Karl Mordecai Marx, Friedrich Engels, revolution and counter-revolution. Quite a read to read it. Goes back to the French Revolution. We see all the people around with their red flags these days. The Jacobin caps will probably appear next. And we'll go back into this idea of just becoming mere destructives. Just destroy. Just destroy. It's so much easier to destroy than it is to build. And so, I still have an entire browser full of news we haven't even touched yet. There is something happening now, though, in England with this new administration. They're talking about going back and into the time of the philosophical radicals. They're going back and revisiting once again how the government of England is organized. The United Kingdom Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg today outlined what he said will be the biggest shakeup of our democracy since 1832 as a result of political changes to be introduced by the new coalition government. Voters will be given a say in which laws should be repealed, and the government will bring in a mechanism to block needless new criminal offenses. Clegg said in a speech in London, there will be an elected second chamber to replace the House of Lords and a referendum on a new voting system. I'm talking about the most significant program of empowerment by a British government since the great enfranchisement of the 19th century, Clegg said. It is time for a wholesale big bang approach to political reform. This is precisely what becoming vocal local is all about. On this broadcast, I do not advocate the tea parties and those sorts of things. We have to understand the political party system for what it is. It's a manifestation of the spirit of division. It's a mechanism by which people can be divided into this specious pluralistic existence. So we need to learn to rethink the think, use all of our minds, continue researching and thinking, continue listening, lots more to come. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself.
Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.